Advocates of greater government transparency in New York are opposing two proposed changes to the state's Freedom of Information Law, or FOIL, and Governor Cuomo's budget bills. John Caney, director of the group Reinvent Albany, says when people or organizations are forced to sue for access to public records, they almost always win. But one proposed change would make it harder for them to recover attorney's fees.
The main reason the public won't go to court is because of the cost of the attorney's fees. And unfortunately, we see this bill as a step backwards that will essentially weaken FOIL.
Organizations including the New York Public Interest Research Group, the NYCLU, and Common Cause New York have sent an open letter to legislative leaders asking them to significantly improve or reject the proposals. The second proposal would create an exemption in the law for information about what is termed critical infrastructure. According to Caney, the law already says any information that would endanger the life or safety of any person isn't subject to disclosure.
The concern here is that this exception will be used as an excuse not to provide the public with records about big infrastructure projects like, say, the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Caney says with the growing number of state elected officials being forced from office for corruption or unethical behavior, the Freedom of Information Law is the most basic transparency tool the public has.
You would think that the governor and the legislature would want to strengthen that in reaction to public dismay and anger over the corruption scandals, but that's not what's happening right now.
Caney points out that, perhaps ironically, this is officially Sunshine Week, when the need for public access to public information is highlighted and celebrated nationally. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.